Welcome to the Pilgrim Transcontinental Podcast 2019. It's TCR number 7, and you'll be joining me and my pairs partner Adrian, Dr. Philipson, as we travel 4,000-ish kilometres and about maybe 40,000 metres of climbing across the entire length and breadth of the European continent. We are currently in Burgas in Bulgaria, and we're going to be travelling to Brest on the west coast of France via all the countries in between. So we're going to be going through the likes of Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, Austria, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, and then the final quarter of the race, or maybe third of the race, is through France, and that includes going over the Alps as well. We've been in Burgas for about 3 days before the race, which has been absolutely delightful. We've had a lovely little holiday. We're completely chilled, maybe too chilled, that's our main concern. We're ready to go now. As I speak, we're on the start line with about 10 minutes to go before the start. But for now, I'm going to leave you with some little audio vignettes, little portraits, little snippets of some of the riders the day before the start, as tensions heighten and excitement builds.
Okay, my name is Peter Boynton. I'm rider number 208. This is my third attempt. I've scratched twice, so I don't have any intention of scratching this year, although I didn't previous years. So hopefully I've learned from my experiences, and I will be at the end in Brest. Fingers crossed.
Hi, my name is Jonathan. A lot of my friends and family call me JKB. Cap number 241. This is my first TCR. Actually, it's my first ever race. But I'm feeling relaxed and calm, and at the end of the day, it's just a bike ride. So if it goes well, fantastic. If it goes bad, at least I'll find something nice to have a pint in the Alps. And yeah, that's about the level of my expectations.
I'm Andrea, I'm cap number 242. And it's my first ultra endurance race. I haven't done anything like this before, so I'm quite nervous. But I'm really looking forward to the start, to finally sit on my bike. And I'm also really looking forward to eating a lot of ice cream, because I made my friends bet how much ice cream I'll be eating on the way, and the one who gets closest will win ice cream in return as a prize. And my goal is, I don't know what the bets are because my friend is managing them, but my goal is to eat more than anyone guessed. I'll see if that will be possible.
Hi there, I'm Neil Copeland, cap number 195, and ready to go and race. Registration's all done, route's done, kit's done. There's nothing more we can do now except just keep turning the pedals and beat Robbie. That's my only goal, beat Robbie.
My name's Robbie Ferry, I'm cap number 119, and I've come to TCR number 7 purely just to beat Neil Copeland, cap 195. That is my only motivation here right now. I have no interest in seeing any of the sights, just him in my rearview mirror. That is purely it.
Adrian and Tom.
Yep, correct.
Okay, fine. So, so 2-6. So who is Adrian? It's you. And then T2, that's you. Okay. So, this man here, Gary, he's going to give you a briefing about how the tracker works.
Great.
So, and there's your hats.
Brilliant.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Yeah.
Right.
How you doing anyway?
Yeah, not too bad.
All good. Right. They're switched on.
Yep.
Yeah. They've been put in the wrong way round. That one has, anyway. That one has. They're doing that
because of the number. Is
it because of the number? So, the badge logo or the spot logo, depends which one you've got. The sticker.
Yeah.
faces the sky.
Makes sense.
Yeah?
Got it.
So attach this to your bike that's just facing the sky. Your saddle, pack, yeah? Where you can, not in your pocket.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's that. One of those each.
Ah, nice.
There you go. Place the tracker in one of the bags. Wrap it up. Stick it in there. It's watertight.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Okay.
It's already on. So within an hour and a half, it's going to be on track leader. Check it. Check that it's on. If it's on, brilliant. You're good to go. Yeah? If it's not on after an hour and a half, something like that, you've got to come back and see us and we'll get it on. So come to the briefing tonight, obviously, and give us a shout and we'll sort that one out for you. It's already on. That's your on-off button. You don't need to turn it off. I'd advise to leave it on all the time. At some point, you're going to be changing batteries. CP3 have got batteries. And they take AAA, four of. Yeah? So if you see a red light start flashing on here, that means your battery's running low. So what you need to do is change your batteries. Four screws.
Yeah.
Do not lose a screw because you'll lose your deposit. Take that off. Change your four batteries. Put it back together. Nip them up. Put it back in the bag. Put it back in.
Good to go.
So, yeah, simple as that. Just as simple
as
that.
Easy.
That is an on-off. If you want to switch it off, press it, hold it until you see rapid flashing, it go off. There's no reason to turn it off.
You'd say we can leave it on, like...
Leave it on now. Leave it on tonight. Yeah. At some point, you're going to be changing batteries anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Not so tonight. A few hours, 8 hours or whatever, it's not going to make any difference.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
All right.
So these are on now.
Yeah, and they just basically the kind of go to sleep and you don't see any lights.
Hi, I'm Nick, cap number 92, returning for my second TCR. I enjoyed it enough last year to come back and do it again. I guess the goal is to go a little bit faster than I went last year, but I'm not too stressed. I'm just going to go out and ride my bike and see how it goes. Is that enough?
So hi, I'm Stefan, cap number 81. Haven't done something that big before, like shorter races, but my main concern is to go too fast and then to be, like, I don't know, burned out after 4 days or something. So this is kind of the biggest thing in my mind right now. And right now I'm talking to many interesting people with all have different, like, routes. And yeah, I should stop doing this because it's, yeah.
Dangerous.
Starts thinking too much about things that actually don't matter. Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.